The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, this is Dr. Joy Brown. The reason I'm sounding a little perplexed, I guess, is we just got the news. The first news was just that there was, that the police had been said there was a death at Paisley Park, which is Prince's place. And now they're now reporting that, Prince, I think at 58, has died. We don't have any more information than that, and we don't actually have a real confirmation on it, but that appears to be the case. And my deal with y'all has always been that listening to me shouldn't mean that you're out of the loop in terms of what's going on in the world. So, and again, I usually don't report things until we can confirm it from at least a couple of sources, which is... saved my credibility several times, but this one I just thought I should at least... The reports have been coming through for about the last 10 minutes, and so they're not completely confirmed, but it looks like that is the case. Said he'd been battling the flu, not clear cause of death at this moment. But 855-993-7569. This is kind of a quiet day. I think we reported a couple of days ago that on in 1930, on some day in April, that the BBC said there's no news. So they just played piano music. You know, I don't know. I think the idea, I can't imagine. Can you imagine like CNN saying there's no news today? We're just going to play highlights of the Super Bowl. You know, I can't see them happening. That happening, right? There's something happening somewhere that'll make people sort of worried and upset, and so we'll report it. You know, I don't know. This is not a very interesting day in history. The Red Baron was actually shot down on this day in 1918. In 1934, there was a picture of the Loch Ness Monster that was published. In the Daily Mail. In 1999, they decided it was a hoax. I don't know why it took them 65 years to figure that out, but it did. Apparently, somebody knew how to Photoshop in 1934 as well. And in 1965, the New York World's Fair opened for its second and final season. I've only been to the fairgrounds where out in Queens where they've got the big globe, which is, it must have been fantastic in its day because it's still pretty impressive at this particular moment. So you have to figure that that it must have been just extraordinary then with the fountains, and it's huge. So it's wonderful. So it's kind of a disturbing day in terms of news. As I said, we reported yesterday that Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill, but apparently that's not going to happen until 2020, which I'm not sure why the delay. The old bills will still be in circulation. And, you know, listen, I'm absolutely in favor of putting a woman on a bill. I'm also absolutely in favor of putting a woman of color on the bill. It's just that the picture of her doesn't even look like she's a woman. I mean, which, and... Look, I'm not. This isn't a chauvinistic comment. If you can only be beautiful, if you're going to be, I mean, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt wasn't exactly going to win the Miss America contest either. But I just think they could have found a picture that made it more obvious that number one, that she was a woman. I mean, I guess maybe not. Yeah, maybe a slightly more, not even flattering picture, but just a picture. I mean, there has to be more than that one picture of her. I don't know. I sort of thought, Harriet, is this how you'd want to be remembered? And maybe she didn't care, but I care on her behalf. We've got a U.S.-Mexico drug tunnel in San Diego, so don't have to worry about crossing the border; you just go underground. Can you imagine that? A huge drug tunnel? I suppose if there's enough money involved, you do whatever you need to do.
Kind of negates Trump's wall idea, huh?
Yeah, just dig underneath it. Yeah. It turns out that the U.S. is 41st in the world in the freedom of the press because we have a war on whistleblowers. 41st. We're so proud of ourselves for freedom of the press. Ugh, 41st. I mean, I suppose there are, what, like 280 countries or something? So we're still in the upper, well, the upper, like, 25%. But I think we view ourselves as being in the top 5 or 10, wouldn't we? But we're not.
I would think so.
That's alarming, don't you think?
I think, yes.
And in a related and kind of also discouraging story, the 9/11 Commission is urging the release of the 28 secret pages.
Yeah.
I mean, the secret pages with 9/11, does that make you feel a little uncomfortable?
Very, personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out they're only 100, they're ranking 41 out of 180 countries. So we're just barely in the top 25. You know, if we were 45th, we'd be right there on the border.
Yeah.
And however, the good news is we moved up. We were 49, and now we're 41st. So the relative improvement by comparison hides the overall negative trends. The war on whistleblowers who leak information about surveillance activities, spying and foreign operations, those linked to counterterrorism, and the country's lack of shield law would allow journalists to protect confidential sources. The report takes a decidedly negative view of U.S. freedom of the press. Well, that's kind of depressing. Reporters Without Borders, did you know, I've never heard of them, points the presidential race, and they said freedom of the press has been trampled. Journalists have seen their access to campaign events regularly restricted by candidates from both political parties, and they've been insulted and bullied on social media. The journalists have been apparently arrested during the Black Lives Matter protests in Baltimore and Minneapolis. You know, Manny was at one of those, and he didn't mention the journalists being arrested. We'll have to ask him next week.
Yeah.
He said they were really pretty calm. There were lots of people. It was at the fair, the Minneapolis. Or the Minnesota State Fair. And he said he had to work there. He thought it was a pain in the neck more than anything else. But Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Denmark are ranked in the top four. The bottom is Syria, Turkmenistan, North Korea, and Eritrea. Ahead of the U.S., Canada does much better than we do. Ghana does better than we do. Chile, the U.K., the U.S. ranked slightly higher than France and Italy. I don't know. Well, I mean, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Denmark is not much of a surprise. But Canada? Canada's number 18, and we're 41st. Ghana? Chile? Jeez Louise. Come on, folks. We could do better.
No doubt.
There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. We now have the police in general. I think we're not going to recognize the police force in 10 years or maybe even 5 years as from now. I think there's such a movement on high enough levels that of getting back. I remember when I was a kid, they would say police is your friend, and they would have police officers from school come. And the idea was if you're ever in trouble, you're supposed to go to a police officer. Then when I hit adolescence, the police were considered the enemy, and certainly during the 60s and the 70s, and probably even into the 80s. And then there that whole thing about making police paramilitary, but they're now doing things like you saw that the police in Chicago are going to be wearing more body cameras. They actually have in Canada. See, this is I think this is a great idea. They have regional police officers meditate, and they do. They actually have them sitting on yoga mats. They said it's for the well-being of our officers. It decreases stress. They're on duty as training. That's their. The duty, they said their duties are to be trained. It was, for lack of a better term, a field trip. So they have all these police officers sitting on yoga mats. They said, you know, it does reduce stress and makes them better police officers.
That's really cool.
Anything that moves us away from the idea that the police are the military, I think, is a good idea. People, us versus them. Ready? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, for those of you who are with us on Tuesday, you may remember that what happened was we did at the last segment of the 1 o'clock hour, the second hour, we didn't have a whole lot of time, so we did a program director call. You get to be the program director, tell me what you want me to talk about. And the person asked me to talk about alcoholism, which I did. And at the end of it, Jacob, who's my producer on Tuesday, said, wow, that was really great. And which, I mean, you know, his check's in the mail. But my crew are really very good barometers. If I can keep them interested, I figure I can keep you guys interested because they're used to me. They're, you know, producers are a little bit cynical. They're used to dealing with talent, which means childish, overpaid scum. And you know, they're multitasking. They're doing a bunch of stuff. So I figure if I can keep them interested or involved, then you know, I'm doing my job. And the likelihood is that I will keep you guys involved as well. So Jacob said, that was really great. That was really helpful, I think he actually may have said. And I said, yeah, tell me why. And so he said, well, you know, I've got my father. And I said, are you willing to talk about it on the air? And God bless him. He said, yeah. And so Jacob essentially was my caller for the last hour of the program on Tuesday. And I just found it incredibly compelling and touching and informative of the and I think Jacob should be really applauded for, because he's not anonymous, although we don't talk about his last name, but so he gets to be a little more anonymous than I am, but not as anonymous as you guys, and being willing to share, you know, his pain with it and his questions about it and how it impacts him and what he worries about going forward, and how you deal with a parent like that, and the issues about trust and love and regret and concern and all those kinds of things that are really part and parcel of what we do around here. And so we put up, I just said, look, you know, look, this was so compelling to me. And I know the statistic that one out of every eight Americans is directly impacted by alcoholism. That doesn't mean one out of every eight Americans is an alcoholic. It means they're impacted, which means you may be in love with one, you may have a parent who is one, you may be one. So we're talking about a major social issue here. So we just put up, how has alcohol affected your life? And we got a huge number of responses very quickly. And they've continued to grow. And so, to be quite honest, the question was with Manny yesterday, of do we continue this for basically 2 days in a row, the same topic? And, you know, I hadn't really decided, because on the one hand, there's some momentum going there. On the other hand, and Manny actually had a story to share as well. But we got so many phone calls yesterday, the question became moot, because phone calls, as you guys know, are always our priority. So the fates determined that we would talk about today with Jacob, which seems somehow fitting and appropriate, and the universe already determined it, so I don't have to worry about whether it's the right decision or not. And Jacob, just before, you had mentioned that your mom heard the show.
Yep, she did.
All right, tell me about that.
Oh, she heard it, and she loved it, and was just telling me how proud of me she was for, you know, sharing it with everybody. And then this morning, she had found a comment that somebody left that on your Facebook page that had listened to it and been helped by it. And so she texted me that this morning. I got that when I woke up, so that was kind of nice. And then my grandma emailed me and told me she knows my dad pretty well, obviously. She listened to it, and she stayed up because she only knows of the midnight show. So she set her alarm for midnight, got up, and listened to it in the middle of the night. And she had some encouraging words for me of, you know, just telling me how great we all grew up and how much my dad loves me and stuff like that. So.
Well, that's great. Now, have you shared it with your dad yet or not?
Not yet, no.
You going to?
I don't know. I agree with you. It kind of scares me thinking of him hearing it, but, I mean, I think you're right that it could be a good, really good thing. So.
You know, when you talk with people who, and I have, and I don't know whether that's been your experience as well or not, but I've done with people in rehab, and you know, it's been part of my professional career. And they almost all talk, especially those who have stopped drinking for long periods of time. In other words, that they really have a good hold on their sobriety. It's not like a momentary thing. And it still can feel somewhat fragile, but it's something that they are invested in. Been going on for a while. And what they talk about is an epiphany, a moment where people describe it in different ways. They talk about hitting bottom, or the light went on, or that they prayed. I mean, there are all sorts of ways that people describe it. but almost without exception, something that is not extraordinary in and of itself, that they heard somebody or they woke up not knowing where they were. So it can be a very ordinary event, but when you're ready to hear it, you're ready to hear it. So, you know, I can't tell you what to do, but I think that there are times where, and the advantage that having him listen to it as opposed to you having to tell it to him means it gives both of you a little bit more of a buffer space. He doesn't have to respond immediately. He can go through all the emotions that he needs to go through of being angry or being ashamed or being grateful or being thoughtful, and he can listen to it more than once. So as you can hear, I'm an advocate, but I'm not there for the fallout either. So it's something to think about, or even to ask him to let the decision be his, or say, you know, Dad, you know, this is something that I did. If you're interested in, you can say, if you're interested in, here's how to do it, or if you're interested in, I can send it to you. Let me know, and you can do it that way, which yeah. puts the decision on him rather than you, and that may feel more comfortable for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
Not such a bad idea having a psychologist for your...
Right? Nice.
As one of my friends said, I could hear... when I had an answering machine, I guess all of us have answering machines now because our cell phones all have voicemail, but I could hear myself in the background giving out the phone number, and the person, my friend said, I don't need that phone number, I have yours. Mm-hmm. So you don't need the phone number, you've got me. All right, so good for the fact that that you're getting some support on it. And folks, let me also encourage you, because we're going to talk about it today. I'm supposed to get to movies today, and I will try and do that just if nothing else for a respite, because my guess is it's going to be a bit heavy duty. But if you'd like to call and chat about your own experience, that Facebook is a great way of getting in touch with me, but it is at arm's length, and it is a more static. The advantage that it has for Jacob dealing with his dad is not necessarily an advantage if you want to do some problem solving. If you want to do some problem solving, you're best off just giving me a call, okay? And obviously you're among friends, as obviously Jacob felt, that even though this was a very... very personal and I suspect not incredibly comfortable kind of thing, that my guess is that he never felt like he was in any danger, that anybody was gonna do any harm to him. And I would like to encourage you guys to think of it the same way. The 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So I thought we would talk for probably the bulk of today's program, unless obviously you have something else that you want to call about, which is always acceptable and encouraged, to give me a call at 855-993-7569. All right, so let's ask how alcohol has affected people's lives.
Yeah. All right. So that's exactly what we asked, and our first one is from Mary, and she says, 40 years of drinking, sober 208 days today. The fellowship of AA has literally saved my life.
There you go. AA, you know, if it works for you, that's fantastic. I mean, it's really great, and, I mean, you can hear 208, you get, about another 155 or something until you get your 1 year medallion. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Tony Tony says, two family members, father and nephew, both died at age 45 from the consumption of alcohol. No car crashes, no falling down and hitting their heads, just drank themselves to death. It's lethal.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear the sadness in that, yes?
Yep, definitely.
And that 45, that's half your life expectancy, basically.
Yep.
Normal life expectancy right now for both men and women is in mid-80s or something. Tragic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allison says, wine makes my food taste yummier. I think it's making me gain weight, too.
Well, and now, wait a minute. Let's talk here a little bit about, which is what sort of started this whole discussion, is what is alcoholism? And basically, it depends on who you're talking to. I have a friend whose father was an alcoholic, so anybody having a beer around her was terrifying, was really scary. I, up until fairly recently, just didn't drink at all. I mean, at all. I am now drinking to the extent that about every other month or something, I have a glass of Prosecco, if it's that often. You can tell my social life has changed a little bit. I didn't consider people alcoholics who drank around me because, I mean, anybody looks like an alcoholic compared to me. But what I objected to is people who would get drunk. You know, and then some people have less or more capacity to metabolize alcohol than others. But, and you don't know that till the first time you've had a drink, but you do by the second time. So as far as I'm concerned, because I'm not an alcoholic, the issue about being able to drink responsibly is certainly part of what I would assume people can do. On the other hand, if you're somebody who has an alcoholic past, you may not be able to drink responsibly. It may be that the first drink is just the first of many, the first of 40, or you're just incredibly sensitized to it, or both, because of somebody in your family. So the idea that wine makes my food taste yummy, does that mean that she's an alcoholic? Well, it depends. It depends if the food that tastes yummy is her Cheerios in the morning, first thing, then maybe. If it's a glass of wine at dinner, that may be perfectly fine. If it's two bottles of wine at dinner by herself, is that a problem? So you can see the parameters are not really in stone. Part of it is your own personal ability to metabolize, your own personal ability to stop, to evaluate, and what your family history is. So it's not as cut and dried. Would I say that somebody who has a glass of wine with dinner is an alcoholic? Depends. If they feel that they can't have dinner without, then maybe. If it's a social thing and they only do it when they're around other people or when they're having a lovely evening or just because they're trying to relax, you know, you can see it's not cut and dried. It's like an awful lot of things that knowing yourself and at different times in your life. Also, one of the things that we have not mentioned at all, which may or may not come up in the discussion here, is alcohol, first of all, is a central nervous system depressant. So if you're taking any other psychotropic medication, alcohol plus almost, you know, huge group of medications can be not only dangerous but lethal. And if you're pregnant, which includes primarily women, kidding there, then alcohol, we know, crosses the placenta and can be very dangerous to the fetus. So drinking when you're pregnant, you may not be an alcoholic, but you certainly shouldn't be doing it. Alcohol with things like decongestants can be a real problem. Alcohol with an awful lot of medications can be a problem. The idea used to be that everybody said, well, nobody ever says that alcohol is good for you. Well, that's not true. It turns out that that especially red wine can be therapeutic. Not 40 glasses of red wine, but red wine. So, again, it's one of those kinds of things that I suppose you could say, well, if you never have a drink, you're going to be fine. And for some people, not only going to be fine, but it's going to be life-saving. But for a lot of people, they don't need to be that strict. So it really depends a lot. All righty. So let's see what else people have to say. You can see this is a little more complicated than people might think at first blush.
Definitely.
Okay, keep going.
Let's see. Dave Gunderson. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't read that one now, huh? I've accidentally
now
read
his
last
name. Yeah. You can just sometime later just read it without saying his name on it.
Sorry, Dave. Sarah said, it made me quit. Last thing I wanted was an addiction. After I got drunk once, I quit.
Yeah, I mean, I had the experience of when I was on an archaeology dig, somebody gave me something that said it was moonshine, who knew what moonshine was? And I took like 3 sips of it and passed out, you know, and like 3 hours later woke up, which was, if nothing else, an indication that, first of all, it shouldn't drink moonshine, and second of all, I didn't. And everybody thought it was hilarious because everybody else is happily, you know, getting high and giggling, and I'm passed out. So, part of it just depends on your own particular. And I know that more than a glass of Prosecco, don't do it. And my daughter and her boyfriend took me out to a happy hour, and then we went grocery shopping, and I'm dancing up down the aisle saying, I love happy hour, because I hate grocery shopping. And I was perfectly happy grocery shopping. So, on one glass of Prosecco. It was $4. It was happy hour. Yay.
Nice.
Keep going.
Terry.
Yeah, I'm the world's worst poster girl for this whole thing.
Terry says, I have a very long, sad story of growing up with both parents drinking. Let's just say I'm a better person from it. I would never have let my children grow up with what I had to endure. I drink rarely and maybe just one every couple of months. I do like a cold beer on a hot summer day. That's about it. I can never look at a bottle of gin the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is a group called Adult Children of Alcoholics, and there's a syndrome, really, of people who have a hard time with relationships, have a hard time with trust, have a hard time with intimacy, because if you grow up with parents that when they're sober are one way and when they've been drinking are another, and you're a child, what you don't understand is, what's the difference? You know, how can I trust my parent? Are they going to be happy or angry or passed out? And it makes children caretakers of parents, and especially with both parents, where there's no stable parent. I think there are an awful lot of us who believe, as long as you have one stable parent, you're probably okay. But no stable parents is much more of a crapshoot. And it sounds like you've done a really good job for yourself of deciding without self-pity and without rancor or really anger toward your parents to take a different path so that your kids will have a different kind of experience growing up. Good for you. Not easy, but good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got?
Amber, I got sober when I was 25 because it was affecting my marriage and I didn't want to go down the same path as a couple of my family members because it has literally destroyed their lives.
Yep. Well, again, being able to sort of look around and say, what price is this? Am I willing to pay for the price for what's going to cost me? Important questions.
Yeah. Jim says, lost father and uncle to alcohol-related deaths. One a suicide, the other his brother in a horrific traffic accident while working for my dad.
Well, and that's the one of the assumptions is that about 50% of all automobile deaths are directly attributable to alcohol. So it's a very expensive mental health issue in the United States and in other countries as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I decided to do movies here as kind of a respite so you guys can take a deep breath from hearing about how alcohol can ruin your lives, but we'll continue with it, alright? Alright, let's start. The Huntsman, Winter's War. Yeah, this has got Chris Hemsworth in it as the Huntsman. We've got a war between two sisters, Ravina and Freya. Now, you may remember from the first one, Charlize Theron, which is what everybody remembers from the first one, and her great clothing and charisma and the mirror mirror on the wall. And this is the story of Snow White, right? And the Huntsman is the one who was supposed to take her out in the forest and kill her and didn't. And so, all right, this is the second one. The first one made 400 $1 million. And Kristen Stewart, most people remember it because that's where she and was having an affair with her director. And at any rate, all right. So basically, this is part two, which, as far as I'm concerned, there was actually no reason for doing this. This is supposedly a prequel. So, and we've got Charlize, who's got all this charisma and looks gorgeous. I really like Emily Blunt a lot. I think she's an actress. She's great. I've met her. She's charming. But she's not very charismatic. All right, so the deal is that Ravina and the Freya is kind of her little acolyte, and she has an affair with a guy that's promised to somebody else, and Ravina's not happy about that, and she has a baby. And I'm not going to tell you what happens to the baby, but it's gross. So then that Eric, who's Chris Hemsworth, and fellow warrior Sarah, who's Jessica Chastain, they raise an army to protect Freya. All right, and they're supposed to be, their love is forbidden. Everybody's love is forbidden in this one. Okay, so we've got the incredibly charismatic Chris. We've got the incredibly charismatic Charlize, and then everybody else. The special effects in this one, it didn't work. I mean, okay, so Freya has the ability to make everything freeze. But once you've seen that, or the 15th time you see it, let me tell you how much they're trying to work to make this thing work, is that they have what we would call little people, what they call non-PC in the movie, dwarfs. We've got two dwarfs and their girlfriends, and that's supposed to be the comic relief. It didn't work for me. I thought it was too long. The special effects weren't very good. And Charlize just, whenever she's on screen, sort of dwarfs everybody else. So, I mean, if I were you, I would skip it. But up to you. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You know what? All right, we'll take Helen, and then I'll do the rest of the reviews, because I tell people that we always take phone calls first. I'm not really crazy about doing the middle of movie reviews, but we'll hold the rest of the reviews, because maybe they'll cheer you up a little bit more. This Jungle Book's going to be the number one movie again, as it should be. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. When I was growing up, my best friend lived across the street from me, and she was adopted, and her mother used to drink terribly, and anyway, when she'd get drunk, she'd get really mean, and she'd start beating her with a baton, my friend, so my friend would come over so that she wouldn't get beaten and hurt. And it was a terrible experience to see this woman who, I guess, I used to go over there, and as long as I'd sit and talk with this woman, even though I was just a grade school kid, she loved to tell stories of how she had been a beautiful woman and used to work on a cruise ship and this kind of thing, and she would be happy. But once she'd start drinking, she'd start beating my friend with a baton. It was just terrible, and it really traumatized me to have to, and my friend would go into an asthma attack. And it was really a scary situation. And
did your mom ever go and talk? Did anybody ever go and talk with the
no,
kid's
her,
mom?
No, everybody knew what was going on there. But her husband used to try to hide the bottle, and she'd have the garbage man deliver a bottle, and she'd pay him off with sexual favors. Mm-hmm. And then I remember once when the husband ran and he was beating up the guy in our yard.
Your friend's mother was married at the time?
Yeah.
And her husband didn't know anything about it?
And he was trying to hide the bottle. The husband was trying to hide the bottle because he just couldn't get her to stop.
Yeah.
And she never hit bottom. She eventually died of cirrhosis. I also had worked in the a hospital where a lady came in, and I remember a med student was there, and all of a sudden I saw she was going to throw up. And so I grabbed a wash basin, put it under her, and it was pure blood because that vessel going up, had ruptured.
Yeah, you get esophageal varices.
and it ends up, it was a parent of one of my brother's friends. Yeah. When I realized
it's a major drug of abuse in this country, has been historically, continues to be, and will be in the future. We worry about the war on drugs, which is, we did a story, I think, earlier this week that said that last year that the DEA spent almost $20 million, $20 million burning marijuana. I mean, but the drug of abuse, the one that really kills people and wrecks families, isn't marijuana. It's not cocaine. It's alcohol. All right, so, Helen, it affects one out of every eight people, and I'm not even sure you would be considered in that statistic because you're not a blood relative, even though you're a neighbor, and clearly it's affected you. I can hear in your voice after all of these years that it was terrifying, and it was. How did your friend do? Is she okay?
She's had a really hard life, and yeah. She doesn't have that problem herself. But she still has asthma really bad, and she's had a really hard life. I won't go into it, but I hear from her once a year.
Give her a call today. Tell her you were thinking about her.
Unfortunately, she has to reach us. She has two friends that she calls once a year because...
You don't know how to get in touch with her?
Right. And she's in different parts of the... And fortunately, her son is a counselor. And
well, reach out to her son and say that you...
Well, I don't have contact with
Helen, him. Helen, I have great faith. When you put your mind to it, you'll figure out a way of getting a message to her. I have no doubt
next
in
Christmas,
my mind.
When she phones, I'll tell her that I need to be able to contact her for a change.
Oh, well, listen, I have
it.
Great faith in you. Yeah, go to peoplefinders.com. You'll find a way. I trust you, Helen. Thank you for your call, madam. All right, folks. More about drinking and more about movies when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.